what do you call that as opposed to the hard cover?
Okay.
I would call the soft part the hull and the hard part the shell. I'm just wondering if you distinguish between the two.
Probably not. I just think the whole cover is being shell.
Okay, fine. This is some kind of nut. Probably doesn't grow around here, but there's a candy bar called the Something Joy.
Almond Joy?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a citrus fruit that grows in Florida and in California. Those would be
oranges.
All right. In this phrase, if you have a bowl of oranges in the morning, but as the day goes by, everybody comes through the room and grabs an orange, you say at the end of the day the oranges are
gone.
Okay. This is another vegetable that you didn't mention a minute ago. It's a little round, red colored vegetable, hard, and it's hot, peppery tasting.
Hot duck?
This is a little different. People talk about making hot horse.
Rashes.
Yeah,
we always had rashes.
You like them?
Yeah, I like pretty much cut and salad.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned I forgot beets, too. They always grew beets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we always had rashes.
Okay. And this is something that you might have with steak instead of rice. You might have a baked
potato.
Yeah. Different types of potatoes around here?
Iced potatoes and sweet potatoes. We always grew those. I don't know how I forgot those.
Do people around here have another name for sweet potatoes?
They're called yams when they cook them like candy yams, but
sure.
I always think yams is being the biggest of the
all
sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm. So the size of the
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, this word say, if you left an apple out in the hot sun, it's going to dry up and do what?
Drill.
All right. Okay, we were talking about, you mentioned, I'll just ask you, if you wanted me to go to the store and get some lettuce, you'd say, go get me a couple of
heads.
Now, is that word head used any other way, as far as you know, besides talking about so many heads of lettuce or cabbage?
I'm not sure I understand.
Okay, let's say, would it be acceptable to you if a man said he has 5 or 6 head of children?
No, I wouldn't.
You don't hear that.
No, I think even when you said, you talk about head of cattle.
Head of cattle, yeah. Right. We're talking about somebody who has a good many children, say 7 boys and 7 girls. Say, oh, so-and-so sure have a whole...
Household.
All right. What about the word tassel there? Mm-hmm. You hear that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fair and common.
So-and-so has a...
Tassel
of children. Okay. All right, talking about corn. The outside covering of an ear of corn, we call that the
shell.
Alright, what about the part that goes right out of the top of the stalk?
That's the tassel.
Okay, and then there's this stringy stuff that you brush off the ear.
Seal.
Okay. Do you have a name for corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
You mean after it's cooked, huh?
Yeah. I guess you could call it just before it's cooked.
A roasting ear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that.
Right.
I mean, I thought you meant eat it raw. Yeah, I'd be a roasting ear.
Okay, fine. See, I don't think I asked you this, but this is a great big orange thing that you like jack-o'-lantern out of.
That's pumpkin.
Okay.
Well, I grew a few of those. They never did very well either. Like watermelons. They didn't have much luck with watermelons.
Do people around here have names for different types of watermelons?
They hardly ever except red-needed and yellow-needed watermelon. But they...
Nothing like rattlesnake or stone mountain.
No. They might grow different varieties, but I never hear them refer to them as anything other than red or yellow-needed.
No. What about some other types of melons besides watermelons that grow around here?
Not the only thing that I know of.
Oh, no.